The scripture reading today is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 33, and then 44 through 52. The parables of the mustard seed and the yeast. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree so that birds come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman who took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. And then verses 44 through 52. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up onto shore. Then he sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace, where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all of these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. He said to them, therefore, every teacher of the law who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old.
Will you join me as we pray? Gracious and holy God, we gather together in heart and mind once again, anxious to hear a word from you. And so once again we pray, dear Holy Spirit, please pour yourself out on us. Take the words of the scripture which we share, the humble words which I will offer, and the thoughts of every single one of our hearts, and inspire them. Breathe life into them, so that in them we might hear the word of God, the word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. So we've been working our way through this 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, and this is a space where Jesus is telling a lot of parables. He's preaching, he's describing the kingdom of heaven using parables, stories, little snippets of pictures. And as we look at the passage that we've read today, we find that there are five or six of these pictures that Jesus lays out. Now, the thing about these parables is that they're all about the kingdom of heaven is like. That's how they all start. The kingdom of heaven is like. And as we look at these, the first thing that we have to remember is that the kingdom of heaven is like, it's not about you. It's not about me. Now, you may remember that as we talked about the parable of the wheat and the tares last week and the parable of the sower the week before, that we said that those parables were analogies. And for us to understand an analogy, we have to know where we are in the story. These parables are different. They're not meant to be analogies. They're not meant for us to put ourselves as a replacement for a picture or a piece of it. They're meant to give us a picture to create an image that we can begin to connect. And so when Jesus says the kingdom of heaven, that they're synonyms, but in Matthew, we always find the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. We're not supposed to figure out, well, are we the mustard seed? Are we the grown one? No, we're just supposed to hear and imagine and see this picture about how the kingdom of heaven starts really, really small and then grows and grows and grows. When we hear Jesus say the kingdom of heaven is like a woman who took leaven and hid it in or mixed it into, covered it inside 3 measures of wheat, we're not supposed to figure out, are we the wheat? Are we the flour? Are we the woman? Right? For this one to make sense, we just see the picture of a woman going about her regular business. About 3 measures of wheat is the 3 measures of flour was a regular batch of bread. I remember there was a time that my mom was big into sourdough, and we had this little starter stuff. We called it Herman. We were fans of it because mom made a lot of cake with Herman. But Herman had to live on the top of the refrigerator and had to grow and do its thing for a while. I apologize to any of you who are actual bakers and cooks and things and understand that I have no idea what I'm talking about now. All right, but Herman lived on top of the refrigerator, and about once a week, mom would get Herman out and bake. That's the picture that we have here. That the kingdom of God is this piece of dough that gets mixed in with the flour and creates the leaven that leavens the whole batch, makes the bread light and fluffy and not like crackers. When Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that was hidden in a field, which someone found and hid, and then in joy goes off and sells everything that they have to buy the field, we're just supposed to get the picture of this is how amazing this treasure is. Maybe some of you are fans of the Oak Island series on the History Channel. Some of the spinoffs, the Civil War Gold, or maybe simply you remember Dr. Ballard going and looking for things like the Titanic or some of the other underwater sea wrecks. And while they spend a lot of money, go to a lot of effort, put a lot of it in, they're always careful not to tell anybody about where it is until they found it. This is the joy of this treasure, that once we find it and once we procure it, we're glad to share it with everybody. Once it becomes a part of who we are. When Jesus says again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of a fine pearl. The picture is something of such great value that it is worth giving up absolutely everything else so that it can be yours. And when Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like a net that's thrown into the sea and catches all kinds of fish and goes on to explain that at the end, the angels will sort out the good fish from the not good fish. Sort out the trout and the bass and the rockfish from the carp. Reminds us that God, as we talked about last week, that God is the one who is in charge of who needs to be weeded, and that we are absolutely not. Jesus lays out all of these pictures so that we would see. We would begin to be able to create a fuller picture of the kingdom of heaven. What Jesus was offering to us. What Jesus wanted to bring to us. What Jesus wanted to invite us to inhabit, to live in, to be a part of. These are not analogies. These are the pictures that help us see what it's about. And partly Jesus tells us this story because thinking about what the kingdom of heaven is like helps us to correctly assess our priorities. So, I had a sales manager that told me a story, said that he'd grown up on a dairy farm, and one of the things that was always a problem were woodchucks, groundhogs. And so they did their best to get rid of them. So one day when he was supposed to be in the field doing hay, he and his dog were out hunting groundhogs. And he got into enormous trouble. Not because hunting the groundhogs was something that was frowned on in his family and in that context, but because the thing he needed to be doing more was helping with the hay. And that's part of what these pictures do. They help us as a church, you know, because the thing about ministry, the thing about being part of church is you can find tons of stuff to do always and go, well, you know, that's clearly work that God wants done. But what this helps us do is decide, is this stuff that God wouldn't be mad if I did? Or is this stuff that God really, really wants us to be doing together right now? And thinking about what the kingdom of heaven is about helps us to sort through those things. And so when we think about the parable of the net of fish, we're reminded that our choices really, really matter to God. God loves us and offers us salvation, invites us to come into the kingdom of God, but our responses, God takes them deadly seriously. And we're reminded of that. And one of the things that God takes deadly seriously is that it's not our job to decide who's in and who's out. Now, again, that's not to say that we don't have a role in holding one another accountable. It doesn't say that we are not supposed to walk alongside one another and say, friend, sister, brother, you may want to think about that thing that you're doing. Because in my experience, that leads to real heartache. You may want to reevaluate that. Right? We have a role to hold one another accountable. But we have no role at all in deciding who's in and who's out. And so if we're spending all of our energy being tied up in who's in and who's out, who can be and who can't be, who's allowed and who's not allowed, If all of our energy is going into that conversation, we should stop and look again to see what is the priorities that the Scripture gives to us, that the Scripture presents to us about the kingdom of heaven. It's helpful for us to correctly assess our priorities. After Jesus had told the disciples, after Jesus had talked with the folks by the seashore, he called the disciples together and said, "Now, did you understand this?" And the disciples answer, "Yes," which I think was an honest, if somewhat optimistic, answer. Did they get all of what Jesus was trying to say? Well, later developments would suggest probably not. But were they trying? Yes. And then Jesus gives this last line, what we might refer to as the sixth parable in this piece of scripture that we have read today. And he says, "Those who are trained as scribes in the kingdom of heaven are like the master of a household who brings out treasure, what is new and what is old." So finally, we get to the part where this is what we do. You know, because we're United Methodists. That means we've been raised in that Wesleyan tradition where we've got a method. There's things for us to do. There's a way we go about this. We're people who are always looking for, so now what do I do? And in this last phrase, this last saying that Jesus presents, we have that same, or we finally get to our, so now what? So those of us who being trained in the kingdom of heaven, being trained in the kingdom of heaven gives us treasure, both new and old. Treasures both new and old. And it seems to me that what Jesus is referring to is that there will be new things that we celebrate, new ways of thinking, new ways of acting, new ways of serving that we've never thought of before, that will be part of our treasure. And there will be the old things, the things that we've always known, the things that have been important to us forever, the things that we've always celebrated. The treasure is new and old. Jesus is not saying that we should take all the old stuff and we'll just pitch it all out, that there's nothing worth saving, there's nothing worth, and that this whole picture of the kingdom of heaven, which Jesus is sharing, is all brand new things that have no continuity to the rest of the scripture. Jesus is saying part of our treasure is the old things. Part of our treasure are the things that we have brought to Countryside. Part of our treasure are the things that we have learned that have made us who we are. Those old things are part of our treasure. But being trained in the kingdom of heaven also means that we have treasure that's new. And particularly for us, in a time like this. We also need to be thinking about and looking towards what's that new treasure that comes from our understanding of the kingdom of heaven. What are the new things that we gather? What are the new things that we're blessed by as we serve? What are the new ways that we express our faith so that it bubbles up in the midst of our lives and all the lives that surround us to bring leaven to the loaf? What are the new things that are going to be part of the kingdom growing and growing and growing in our midst? What are the new things that we need to do, that we need to think about, that we need to pursue? Not to throw out the old things, but to become treasure that goes along with it. Being trained in the kingdom of heaven gives us treasure, both new and old. The kingdom of heaven is like things that we know, things that we can imagine. The kingdom of heaven in its fullness is like nothing we have yet seen, nothing we have yet experienced. It is both and. And it is this kingdom of heaven into which Jesus invites us and into which Jesus trains us to live and serve and grow as his people. Grace to you and peace. Amen.